problem, man.
All right. So a lot to talk to you about. I'm very excited to speak with you. The first thing is obviously, you know, you made your debut in Dream recently, your first fight over in Japan. You always hear people have different takes on fighting in Japan and whatnot. What was it like for you? Did you enjoy it in front of that crowd, especially the way they treat MMA?
Yeah, it was cool, man. I always wanted to fight over there, you know, and it's just, you know, they're really respectful and they really appreciate the intricacies about fighting a lot more than they do over here. So, you know, it's nice to fight for an educated crowd and, you know, have people not booing and yelling out stupid shit, you know. So it was cool, man. We were treated really well and everything was great.
What about the way they present? I mean, it's funny because, like, there's no, like, booing and all that stuff. But on the flip side, like, the way they present the fighters with the entrances and things like that, there's a lot of theatrics involved as well. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that, like they should start doing that over here a lot because, like, the theatrics and the presentation is, you know, it's part of the show, you know, a little more. And instead of, you know, they like the characters, like, more of a professional wrestling thing, I mean, you know. So I thought that was really cool. Like, you know, it adds more depth to the show, I think, you know.
So you don't mind if they push it? Like, I know you mean professional wrestling with the entrances, but do you mind, you know, do you take offense as a fighter who's trying to take this serious when the same promotion that you work for also puts on, like, fights like Jose Canseco and Hangman Choi?
You know, I don't really care. I mean, if that's what you know, Japanese people like that kind of stuff, and you know, it's entertainment, you know, as it kind of should be, I think, you know. But it doesn't bother me at all that they. I mean, it bothers me more that that, you know, people actually think Jose Canseco is a legit mixed martial artist, you know.
Right.
I mean, pretty much anybody in MMA knows that fight was just, you know, the typical Japanese spectacle, you know, not like a serious fight, you know.
What about dealing with actually having to go there, and you live in California, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the time difference and the travel and all that, did that mess you up?
No, that doesn't really bother me because I can pretty much sleep on command, you know. So I mean, it was kind of weird. Like, we left at noon, and then, you know, when we landed, it was 9 o'clock in Japan, but it was the next day, so it really wasn't that big a deal, you know. It's just like, you know, we left at noon. It was an 11-hour flight. It only felt like I lost a couple hours because I was still ready to go to bed by the time it was, like, you know, 11 midnight, you know.
Right.
So it wasn't that bad at all, the time change. It wasn't as bad as – I heard some horror stories, you know. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
So if I tell you to go to sleep right now, you could go to sleep?
Yeah, I probably could. I'm probably going to go to sleep right now anyway. As soon as I get home and take a shower.
Nice. All right. I'm curious because you're the first time that you got, you know, a big fight and a chance to fight in front of you know, a nationally televised audience, obviously, was at Affliction in January, and that obviously did not go as planned for you. I mean, that's an understatement. How devastating was that to get that chance to be on a big card against a guy like Jay Haran, a veteran, and for it to end that way?
You know, it was pretty, like, at the time, it was pretty bad. Like, I you know, I didn't want to, I went to the after party, but I didn't really want to, only because one of my friends, you know, pretty much made me. But I just wanted to, like, you know, I was feeling pretty sorry for myself, you know. But, you know, I got over it. Once you get back in the gym and start practicing again, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, I didn't remember much of the fight. So, I mean, it's not like I had a lot to be disappointed about. I mean, I've seen the fight, but, you know, it wasn't that bad. I mean, I lost, you know, whatever. So, it happened, I guess, so.
Did the fact that they kept, like, because, you know, it was supposed to be earlier in the card and then they had to push it to later, did that mess you up at all?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I didn't feel like it did, but, I mean, who knows? I might have gotten knocked out if I'd have been the fourth fight, too. So, I don't really know. I'm not going to blame it on them, you know. I just, my hand wasn't where it was supposed to be, you know, when he threw that punch. So, you know, I caught one.
When you deal with the first loss in your career, Is there like a point where you're like, you know, man, like screw this, you know, screw this MMA thing. Like, do you ever like just want to take a break from it and because you're so upset about it, or do you get right back in the gym?
Nah, I usually just go back in the gym, man, because, you know, the more you sit around, I mean, you know, it doesn't really help anybody by feeling sorry for yourself and moping around, so you're just wasting time, you know, like, I went right back in the gym, you know, even though they told me not to, I went right back in there and started working on the mistake that I made, so, I mean, you know, the more you sit around and wallow in it, it just, you know, it makes it worse, you know, so...
All right, and then, sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, I'm just going to say, no, it doesn't make much sense sitting on the couch and beating yourself up about it, you know?
Right. And then 3 months later, or less than 3 months later, you get this chance with Dream. Did you feel any extra added nerves because, you know, that you have this thought in your mind that you might lose two in a row and you'll be in a losing streak?
No, not really. I was just, at that point, I was just like, I think, you know, When I fought Jay, I was just, they kept telling us that they might cancel the fight. And then, you know, so by the time we got around the fight, I was really excited to fight, you know. So I was like, oh, yeah, I get a fight. And I just went out there and I was too excited, you know. So I just tried to relax for this fight. I had a lot of fun in the locker room and just tried to relax and act like it was just a normal day at the office, which is how I normally, you know, when I'm fighting, how I normally am, you know. The J. Aaron fight was a little bit of an exception as far as my attitude and mood. So I just try to relax, you know. I mean, we put all the work in the gym, and then you go out, and you're supposed to have fun during the fight, you know. So that's what I try to do for that fight.
Yeah, and on the, like, we talked about the kind of shocking disappointment of the Heron fight. Here you win in 59 seconds. Like, how did what was going through your mind when you win the fight in 59 seconds, and how did you celebrate over there?
Well, we didn't really have anything to do, so, you know, me and Brett, we just wandered around the streets and, you know, nothing really. We didn't do anything. We just wandered around and drank beer, you know?
That's so, it.
There's no, like, after parties or anything, so we just, you know, we're pretty much up all night walking around Japan.
Did people know, like, did you start to notice people knowing, like, going up to you afterwards? Like, you're this foreigner walking in Japan after a huge victory?
Well, there wasn't a lot of people, not on the streets, like, regular people that were knowing, but, like, there was people outside the hotel all the time waiting for autographs and pictures and stuff. But as far as, like, you know, when we get away from the hotel, no, nobody was really, like, coming up to me. But, you know, besides Elvis, the weird looks of being a black guy in Japan, that
that comes. So. Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that because I noticed I'm a fan of your Twitter page, and I noticed Bob Sapp came into your gym recently.
Yeah, him and Maurice Smith are here this week. So
I'm sure he could tell you a bit about you know, being a black guy in Japan, what that's like.
Well, I mean, He gets looked at anywhere he goes, so he's freaking ginormous.
Right.
But, you know, but yeah, he's got a lot of knowledge. He's actually a really smart guy. I mean, you know, he plays this, he puts on this front of his, you know, big scary oaf, you know, but he's really a smart guy.
Have you seen his Japanese commercials online?
No, I haven't. You know, he's telling me how he's done all these talk shows, and he speaks Japanese. You know, and all these talk shows and, you know, commercials. I haven't seen any of this stuff, so I'm gonna YouTube it today, I think.
It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. He's like dancing with little Japanese girls,
really?
Holding pizza and stuff. It's hilarious. So I definitely recommend you checking that out. Well, what do you think? I mean, do you think he's got a big fight coming up? Is he ready for this? Because he pretty much needs to win this fight to continue his MMA career.
Well, you know, Bobby's a tough guy, and I think he's doing a little better as far as coming in the gym and working hard. So I think he'll do, you know, we'll see, you know. I mean, you can never tell until a guy gets in there and see how his attitude is fight night. But we'll see, you know. It's a tough fight, you know, but I can't really call it. He's only been here for 4 days, you know.
Right, right. All right, I want to ask you about your opponent, who's looked impressive 3-0 so far. and defeated another veteran, John Alessio, in the first round of the tournament. All his victories via submission and all that. I mean, you have to think that he's going to try to go to the ground with you right away, right?
I don't know, because in the fight with Alessio, it was kind of, he didn't really force the issue of, you know, trying to take Alessio down. It was kind of surprising. So he looks pretty comfortable anywhere, you know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that he's going to try to take me down because he knows I'm a wrestler. But we'll see. You know, I'm just going to go out there and take the fight where it goes, you know. I don't know what he's going to do, to tell you the truth.
Are you impressed with him?
Yeah, I mean, he's got great jiu-jitsu, and you know, I've seen his other two fights, and, you know, he looks better every fight. So he's definitely getting better. He trains with good guys. So, you know, he's a tough guy, for sure. It's going to be a good fight. Like, I'm excited to fight him.
And if you win that fight, you have to fight later that night, right?
Yep.
What do you make of that?
Well, I don't think it'll be that big a deal, actually, because, you know, generally, as far as cardio and everything like that, fights are easier than wrestling matches for me anyway. So, you know, and for a wrestling tournament, sometimes we'd have 7-8 matches a day. So I'm not really worried about it. We're going to get in good shape anyway, so might as well have two fights.
Is there a guy, in the other semifinal, one of the two guys, is there one of them that you would rather face?
I haven't really thought about that much, actually. Like, I'm just concentrating on Andre and trying to beat him, and then I'll take the fight as it goes, you know, the next fight. But whoever it is, I'm sure, you know, cause that's a tough fight for both of those guys, I think, because, you know, Marius is, like, really, really awkward and unorthodox, and Sakurai, you know, he's a legend. Real tough guy, so.
Right.
That's an interesting fight.
Who do you like in that fight? Who do you think's gonna actually win?
I think Sakurai will win, probably.
Okay.
That's what I think.
And you're.
But you never know. You never know how good his cardio is these days. So, you know, Marius is in shape. So, we'll see if it goes into the later rounds.
And your contract is just for this tournament, right? So, if you win, does a new contract kick in?
Yeah, just one fight, though.
Oh, just one fight. So would you like to pursue, I mean, like, you look at your record, you've beaten a guy like this, you know, Kevin Burns, he's fighting on a UFC card this week. I mean, is this all the stuff that you're doing to try to eventually get to the UFC? Is that your end goal, or would you be happy to stick around with Dream and Affliction?
I'd be happy to stick around with those two promotions. I mean, you know, as far as, like, the UFC, the only thing I really don't like about it is their exclusive contracts, you know? They pretty much lock you down. And they have so many athletes that, you know, you might get shelved for a long time. So I like fighting for Affliction and Dream.
Did you ever consider, like, going, you know, in the early days of your career, trying to go the Ultimate Fighter route or anything like that?
Yeah, I did, actually. I tried to go on there. Like, right before I moved to California, I applied for the Ultimate Fighter. Like, the lady called me about it. And I sent him my tape and never heard anything back from him, so I didn't make it.
Well, which season was it?
It was the one with, who was on that season? With, let's see. I think the coaches, I don't even know, to tell you the truth. It was probably like 2 or 3 seasons ago. Maybe like, I want to say Matt Serra and Matt Hughes. But
yeah, that's what I was thinking too, because I think those were welterweights there.
Yeah. It was. I think it was the season with J-Rock, that dude from No Limits.
Yeah.
Out here.
Right.
War Machine, and those guys.
Okay. Speaking of the Ultimate Fighter, I noticed on your Twitter you had some interesting things to say about Kimbo Slice. Well, it was something, I don't know it off the top of my head, but, like, saying that, like, you know, there's other, some, you said something like there's other black MMA fighters out there or something like that?
Yeah, well, that all started because there's this website that I go to sometimes. It's called allhiphop.com. And there's this guy on there that does, like, the rumors section of it, you know. He just does, it's basically like a daily news, you know, thing about what everybody's talking about, you know. And he's always talking about Kimbo Slice. and it pisses me off because, you know, I'm not like mad at Kimbo for getting paid and, you know, whatever. He's got a good hustle as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, he's not good, you know. He's not a good mixed martial artist at this point in his career, you know. Like, he's okay, but he could be better. But I'm just saying there's other people out there that are working hard and have done a lot more than him that should get recognition, you know?
Right. Well, do you think that there's something about the way he markets himself as opposed
to... Yeah, he's done a great job, like, marketing himself and his brand and everything. So, like I said, it's nothing negative towards him as a person or a fighter, you know? I'm mad at the media, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. So I know you come out with like a baseball hat and the, you know, the bandana over your face and you have the nickname the Bandit. Do you feel as though you need to do more of that stuff to get recognized now in MMA?
Well, I kind of hoped that my fighting would speak for itself. But, you know, it's nice to have a little gimmick, you know, especially in Japan, you know, where they like the characters and everything like that. So
right.
Even more so in Japan, you know. It's not so, like, people don't care about that over here so much, you know.
And what about, like, the actual money, you know? Like, is this your full-time job? Are you making a comfortable living doing it?
Well, yeah. I mean, so far. Well, actually, my girlfriend helps out with that a lot. She's pretty much supporting me right now.
Oh, nice.
You know, it's my little money from fighting.
So, and she just gave birth, right?
She did. Yes.
I'm assuming it's your child?
Oh, yes.
Well, so how does that have, I mean, you have a new, by the way, congratulations. And you have a new child. Like, has this messed you up in terms, I mean, in a good, I'm not trying to put a negative spin, but to deal with that huge, you know, new change in your life. And now you have this other huge opportunity coming up very soon.
Not really. So what's your question?
You know, how have you been able to deal with that? You know, like, has it thrown you, you know, a curveball, or has it kind of been business as usual?
A little bit of both, I guess. I mean, it's pretty crazy to have a new little human that you got to take care of and stuff. So, you know, it's like an eye opener. Crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Do you feel like you put more pressure on yourself now? Like, you know, you always hear about fathers. I'm not a father, but, you know, you start to have a bigger perspective on life and all this stuff. Like, do you feel as though now I need to, like, not only win for myself, but I have to win for this child?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you start thinking about stuff like that. But, you know, it's not really, like, it doesn't really help you to put extra pressure on yourself. I mean, some guys it does, but for me, it's just, you know, it's more important to stay grounded, you know.
Okay, and final question before I let you go. I'm just curious about, like, you on the internet, because I feel like you use the internet very well. Like, you're very active on Twitter. You're always commenting on other fights, other fighters. Is that just because you're a fan, or is this, like, again, another way to try to get more people to know about you and to, you know, start to recognize you?
Well, I'm going to have to give that one to my girlfriend, too, because she told me about Twitter and introduced me to all that stuff, and she's like, you need to start Twittering and do this and that and blah, 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 you know, so all that stuff was her idea. She did my website. She's a computer geek, so, you know, she pretty much introduced me to Twitter, and I kind of ran with it, you know, so...
You don't mind, like, commenting on the other fight? Because I know some people like to stay away from that, but I noticed, like, I mean, even mentioning about, like, Kevin Randleman's chest and things like that, like, you're pretty open about your thoughts.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody saw that, though, right? I mean, you saw it.
Yeah, it was, I know, I love that someone is actually, you know, open about that.
I mean, well, I would ignore it, but, you know, whatever. What's the point in that? I don't care. I mean, I think Kevin Randleman can come beat me up. I don't care.
All right.
Let's see. You know?
Well, what's the prediction? How's your fight going to end?
How's my fight going to end? I don't know. Violently, probably.
That's it?
Violently.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it, and I guess I could send it to you via Twitter when it's up on the site. It should be up probably next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care, Jason, and best of luck.
All right, thank you.
Bye.